Peter Schweitzer, political media covering Bidens are suffering from spousal abuse. By Breitbart News on August 8, 2023. Peter Schweitzer doubled down on his criticism of the mainstream media's shoddy reporting of the Hunter Biden story on the latest episode of the Drill Down podcast. Spousal abuse is an apt analogy, Schweitzer tells co-host Eric Eggers of the Government Accountability Institute. You hear these horrible stories about a spouse who is abused but won't bring charges, and they make excuses. You find the same kind of excuses being made by these journalists, Schweitzer said, calling the reporting of CNN in particular laughable. The fact is, the mainstream media, they have been lied to at least six times now on major elements of this story, Schweitzer said. And they just keep reporting breathlessly what Team Biden tells them, knowing they've been lied to. Schweitzer is criticizing the lack of press coverage given to testimony to the House Oversight Committee last week by Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's former business partner. Among other things, Archer revealed that now President Joe Biden was on more than 20 phone calls with Hunter's business associates despite his claim that he never discussed his son's businesses. Archer's testimony showed that Joe Biden was actively engaged with his son's business deals. Yet the story was largely ignored or downplayed by most of the nation's major media outlets. Schweitzer first made the spouse abuse comparison during an appearance on Maria Bartiromo's show Sunday Morning Futures. On the show he doubles down, noting that Archer's testimony points the way to additional clues the committee may already possess about the Biden family's brand and its modus operandi. Two new factors are now important to review. First, Hunter's former money man, Eric Schwerin, is also believed to be cooperating with the Oversight Committee. Schwerin appears frequently in emails and text messages recovered from Hunter Biden's laptop as the person handling financial accounts for Hunter, including paying personal bills for Joe Biden. While Schwerin has not yet been formally deposed or scheduled to appear before the Oversight Committee, Schweitzer expects that will happen at some point. And one of those recurring expenses he knows about points to the second important factor. A private cell phone held by Joe Biden and paid for by Hunter Biden's business entity, Rosemont Seneca Partners. The records for that phone may tell us definitively who called Joe Biden during that time period. Among the possibilities is Mykola Zlochevsky, the Ukrainian oligarch who is said by an FBI informant in the FD-1023 whistleblower form to have recorded conversations between him and both Hunter and Joe Biden. The Government Accountability Institute, GAI, provided details that it found in the laptop archive about that phone to the Oversight Committee. Schweitzer believes those phone records will be key. As he told Maria Bartiromo on Sunday, the phone bill was paid by Rosemont. We found, on Hunter Biden's laptop, text message exchanges where Hunter complained about having to keep paying the bill for that phone once his father left the vice presidency in early 2017. To listen to the Drill Down podcast, click here.